Tonight, President Clinton accepts his party's nomination for a second term. But what was meant to be the high point of an upbeat and united Democratic convention was marred today by the resignation of the president's top political adviser, Dick Morris. Morris announced his resignation after published but unconfirmed tabloid reports that he had an affair with a prostitute and had allowed her to listen in on conversations he had with the president. Morris's tenure with the campaign was controversial, but he has been credited with orchestrating the president's remarkable turnaround in the polls. NPR's Cheryl Duvall has this report.
Between his arrival in Chicago and the time he went to bed Wednesday night, President Clinton asked an aide to check out what he called this Morris story, scheduled for publication in today's New York Post. By the time the story surfaced, hours before the formal start of Clinton's re-election campaign, Dick Morris had resigned and had left the Chicago hotel where he was staying to return home. The president, in the meantime, turned his attention to his appearance before the convention tonight, said White House spokesman Mike McCurry.
This, the most significant thing he has to do tonight is go before the country, lay out his agenda for a second term, make the case about why his vision of change is preferable to those of his opponents, and he's very much focused on that.
McCurry declined to speculate on the story, which originated in the supermarket tabloid The Star and was picked up by the New York Post. In the published accounts, Morris allegedly allowed a Washington prostitute to listen in on his calls to the White House. Again, Mike McCurry.
I don't have any information about the truth or veracity of the story, and I caution everyone here, you have to consider the source.
The White House spokesman did note, however, that Morris did not have security clearance. Dick Morris has been the subject of numerous articles, including the cover story of the current Time magazine, which suggested that in his advisory role, Morris may have been the most influential private citizen in America. In these stories, liberal allies of the president have criticized what they see as Morris's apparent willingness to abandon moral principle for the sake of winning. They note that during a 30-year career in politics, Morris has created strategies for candidates as philosophically at odds with President Clinton as North Carolina Senator Jesse Helms and Trent Lott of Mississippi, the new Senate Majority Leader. Morris was also widely credited with advising the president to sign a welfare reform bill earlier this month, despite the protests of liberal Democrats. In his resignation statement, Morris said he is unwilling to submit his wife and family to further embarrassment. President Clinton's written response, read by McCurry, acknowledged Morris's personal and political value.
Dick Morris is my friend, and he is a superb political strategist. I am and always will be grateful for the great contributions he has made to my campaigns and for the invaluable work he has done for me over the last 2 years.
Morris's official and unofficial role in the campaign is over, McCurry said, but administration officials are saying this resignation is not going to derail what they see as a successful strategy to regain the White House. In Chicago, I'm Cheryl Duvall reporting.